WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden has authorized Ukraine now to use long-range U.S. missiles to strike inside Russia, something that had been prohibited until now. ABC News contributor and former State Department senior official Steve Ganyard.
The significance of giving a TACMS to the Ukrainians is that it will allow them to hit deep behind Russian lines, to hit supply caches, to hit troop buildup areas, and hopefully blunt the attack on Ukrainian forces inside of Kursk.
President-elect Donald Trump nominating FCC Commissioner Brandon Carr as the next FCC chairman. He has called big tech the censorship cartel and says it must be dismantled. Vivek Ramaswamy heading up Trump's Department of Government Efficiency alongside Elon Musk, suggesting they delete entire federal agencies. Also nominated over the weekend, fracking exec Chris Wright to head up the Department of Energy. Spirit Airlines has filed for bankruptcy protection. The biggest U.S. budget airline has lost more than $2.5 billion since the start of 2020. This is ABC News. A new E. coli outbreak is now being connected to carrots. One person has died and dozens have gotten sick across 18 states. ABC's Phil Lipoff with more.
The CDC is warning organic whole and baby carrots sold by Grimway Farms are making people sick. The products have been recalled by the company and they have been removed from store shelves. However, there's still the warning out there that they may be in your home. Some of the brands being recalled include Whole Foods, 365, Simple Truth, Trader Joe's, Wegmans. You can find the entire list on cdc.gov.
McDonald's now says it'll spend about $100 million to help franchisees affected by the E. coli outbreak linked to onions used on Quarter Pounders. Over 100 cases were reported in states like Colorado, Montana, and Nebraska. And Netflix is promising to fix the streaming issues with a Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight that happened on Friday night. Netflix is set to stream more sports, including a couple of NFL games on Christmas. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point, and they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Badgers fire a coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After just 2 years, the Badgers fired offensive coordinator Phil Longo. Wisconsin losing at home to Oregon Saturday, 16-3. Head coach Luke Fickell.
There's a lot of things that you can kind of point a finger at. Obviously, it's easiest to talk about the quarterback position, but I just think as a whole, there's just so many of those things that we just got to get better at in order to put ourselves in a position where it's not all on the shoulders of a quarterback.
NFL, the Packers with a dramatic 20-19 win over the Bears after Green Bay defensive lineman Carl Brooks blocked Chicago's attempt to kick the winning field goal.
I'm visualizing myself block the kick. To be honest, I didn't see nothing. They ran the same formation, and I just got penetration and just wanted it more, got a hand up.
The NBA has fined the Bucks' Doc Rivers $25,000 after complaining about a controversial call by the refs in their loss to Charlotte.
I thought the final play was the ref blowing a call. This is back-to-back games now.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's been lots of talk in the news lately about celebrity biopics. Some that make you go, really? Mariah Carey, however, has a great bio with many elements that would make an interesting drama. She had a toxic marriage to a record producer, has the most popular modern Christmas song ever, is loaded with grit and resilience, and seems to value privacy unlike some other pop icons. Most importantly, when it comes to her career, she holds the record for the solo artist with the most number one hits on the Billboard Hot 100. That's right, folks. She's got more number one hits than Elvis. Director Lee Daniels hinted at the possible film on social media, which would be based on the 2020 book about Carey titled The Meaning of Mariah Carey. Staying in the world of biopics, Boyz II Men is also working on a film about their 30-year career. The influential R&B group with hits like It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday and End of the Road are four-time Grammy winners. There is no release date at this time. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon with rain developing later today, and there could be some heavy rain with a half inch to an inch of rain possible late today, tonight, into early tomorrow. Our high today, 53, will drop into the mid-40s tonight. Rain ending windy tomorrow with a high in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Madison filmmaker and musician James Runde. And Civic Media host Earl Ingram joins the show to talk about his favorite film noirs. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It's 6:06 on this Monday morning, November 18th, 2024. It is truly a beautiful day to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network, or on the Civic Media app, or on demand by podcast, or watching us on social media through our video feed. Thank you for starting your day right here. I got a question for you. Miss me? It was a wonderful, wonderful, much-needed week off, a true mental health break, which, as I said ahead of time, I wasn't really sure about the timing at first when people said, well, the election might not be decided, you know, by the time it's the week after the election, or maybe that week will be all about, you know, what would the new Harris presidency be like? Who would the cabinet picks be? Well, neither one of those things came to fruition, which makes me look prescient in hindsight, because it was definitely the right week to take off, the right week to take basically a break from news based on the Trump cabinet picks that I've been hearing about. Yeah, I picked the right time to just head out to Idaho, gaze out at some snow-covered mountains, hang out with the older daughter and the older grandsons, ages 18 and 10. And that was just what this boy needed, to recharge the batteries and then come back here and basically hop into the holiday season. Thanksgiving is next week. Christmas not far away. End of the year coverage, looking at the new year. And we're going to be doing that with some of our guests today as well. It is Monday, so Dr. Kristen Lyerly should be joining us, and we'll talk about, well, basically pick up where we left off before she became a candidate for Congress, when she was coming up here on Monday mornings and helping us kick around, you know, the weekend news headlines. But of course, I'm sure she'll have some more things to say since her campaign for Congress. And then we'll be looking ahead at 7:30 with State Representative Jody Emerson and Representative-elect Christian Phelps, both from the Eau Claire area. Christian, of course, used to visit with us on Wednesday mornings as part of our homeroom segment, working with the Wisconsin Public Education Network. Well, now he is a legislator-to-be, and so he and Jody Emerson will help us look at the upcoming session, which will still have a Republican majority in the Assembly as well as the Senate, but a much tighter one. And maybe things will be a little bit different than they have been back when the legislature was run thanks to gerrymandered maps that gave Republicans lopsided majorities across the state capitol. So we'll talk to them about that. Up North News reporter Selena Heller will be here as well at the start of the 7 o'clock hour. And she has a story that, now don't throw things at me, but the next elections aren't that terribly far away. And it's important to note that when we have these elections for school board come April, there are some school districts that have been turned on their heads because of right-wing school board members getting elected, saying, we're all about the children, and turning out to be anything but. And so what quality should we be looking for in school board members as they start to think about whether to run? Because you start circulating petitions to get on the April ballot for school board starting later next month. So it is time to start thinking about those things already. And we'll wrap things up with Jane Matinere previewing her show coming up at 10 a.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, along with some guy named Greg Bach.
Yes. Never heard of him.
And there he is now, Mr. Bach. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Welcome back. Bienvenue.
Or as Tony puts it on YouTube, look who decided to come back from playing cowboy out west.
You know what? I'm glad that Tony brought that up. And this is not about you, because you know I could see you as a senior ranch hand. You know, you've been on the range for a long time.
Yeah,
you're gritty.
Yeah, rugged.
But I feel like all the TV shows that are coming out now are all about like just geared towards guys who could never be cowboys or oil men or tough dudes, and it's just like this guy Taylor Sheridan only writes for guys who wish they could have just been tough guys.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And if you're, and again, I'm not very familiar with Yellowstone, for example, but if you have more of a college education, if you're more of a white collar guy, well, then you're like the one son there,
yeah,
who's like, you know, he couldn't, you know, he couldn't lasso a rope, so he's not a real man. Yet, if he weren't there with his legal expertise, that ranch would have gone down in flames yeah, a very long time ago.
Yeah.
Kids, you need all kinds.
Yeah.
You need the people that can be cowpokes, and you need those who can file the right paperwork to make sure that you legally own that cow. This is how it works. You have all kinds out there. I mean, my daughter who lives out there had married into a family where, you know, rodeo was one of the high school sports.
Yeah.
You know, so it is just gorgeous territory out there. Idaho Falls is basically a slightly larger Eau Claire. It's a college town.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful, peaceful place to be, and I couldn't have picked a better time to go out there. Tony now asking if I'm wearing Idaho flannel today or Wisconsin flannel. Tony is really feeling it this morning.
Tony hey, mind your business, Tony.
It's flannel, and it's comfortable, and it's that time of year, especially come Wednesday when the temperatures are just going to take a dive.
Yeah.
With highs in the 30s, it's going to get cold and rainy, maybe snowy up north here. Brittany Merlot is off for the next couple of days here, but you know, you can hear the forecast throughout the day, and that forecast is going to be ugly as we move things along here.
Yeah.
Hey, before I forget, thank you to you and to Todd Alba and to Matt Rothschild and to Luke Mathers. People like Jim Santel who continue to come on board as well. I'm sure a wonderful week of shows, with my apologies ahead of time if I'm redundant with anything much that was said last week, but I'm sure it was high quality programming from top to bottom.
It was great. And Pat, I'm glad you know, I know with the election and the timing and everything, it was a little like, you know, should I, shouldn't I? But I'm glad you took a break. And that's something I do love about Civic Media as well, is that we do put, you know, mental health above a lot of things, and taking breaks and getting out of here and breathing. A lot of places don't do that, and that's what I like, is that we really prioritize your mental health, because that just makes shows stronger then, because you don't want to burn out.
Yeah, I completely agree with that, and feel very appreciative to work not only with Civic Media but for Courier Newsroom, and they put a premium on that kind of stuff to make sure that you're taking care of yourself so that you can do a good job here at work. So with that said, you can be part of the discussion as well at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, or you can text your comments or questions to that number. You can also use the Civic Media app, or if you're watching on Facebook or YouTube, put something in the comments. We're taking your calls right now. Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. All right, what was your favorite round in that fight and why? And nobody's going to call in on that, because that was such a dud.
I honestly, like, when I found out that, I just tweeted rigged. I'm like, I don't know on what earth Mike Tyson doesn't pummel Jake Paul to the ground.
Well, that's certainly what we thought. And again, I wasn't planning to have any part of the fight, but yeah. somebody close to us really wanted to watch it. And so we're like, okay, fine. So we ordered some pizzas and we watched the undercard, the two women who were boxing.
Yeah.
And I mean, that was, again, I'm not the world's biggest, you know, fan of boxing, you know, especially with the women, but if you are, that truly was a fight for the ages. It was just such a battle.
Yeah.
And then you got these two guys coming in after all this buildup.
Yeah.
And it was just like, we expected Mike Tyson to come in like Mike Tyson of old, or I guess I should say Mike Tyson of young, who would come in, throw two punches, Jake Paul's head would roll off, and the fight would be done. That's not the Mike Tyson that we saw. We saw the Mike Tyson who is 2 years younger than me. And I just actually, you know what, Tony, I think put something up on YouTube here saying the fights before were pretty good. Tyson Paul was awful, except when Tyson came out fast in the first round, then immediately stopped trying. And that to me is the big question here, because yes, in the first round, you thought he is about to murder Jake Paul. And then one of two things happened. Either it was, oh, wait, if I kill him too early, I don't get paid. or, and I'm inclined to believe this one because I'm about that age, you got enough energy for round one. And then you're like, holy cow. Okay, let's go do this some more. Let's just stand here some more and get paid. And
can I go in the corner and just take a break, please? Thank you.
Yeah, yes.
Woo.
Wow.
Yeah,
I don't know. It was not enjoyable television. I'll say that much.
I didn't even know when it was happening until I saw something on there. Actually, I didn't know it was happening until I saw Twitter just freaking out because, yeah, of course Netflix is going to go down. There's probably like 100 million people across the world watching it. Yeah, their servers are going to be a little overwrought with people. So what did you expect to happen?
Yes. Yeah. And by the way, it wasn't just Twitter that blew up. It was everybody's new favorite platform, Blue Sky.
Blue Sky, which Blue Sky, Blue Sky.
I spent much of the week populating that alternative to Twitter, which for folks who might not remember, it was about a year ago or so that Blue Sky came out as this alternative that wasn't owned by Elon Musk, but you needed to be invited to join it. Which I eventually got an invitation. I was like, there's not enough stuff here. And so I left it for a while. Well, the whole reason you do the invitation thing is so you don't grow too fast.
Yeah.
You grow slowly. They finally got to the point where you don't need the invitation thing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And after the election, it just felt like this group movement of saying we are done with Elon's dumpster fire.
Yeah.
And Blue Sky is pretty much what Twitter was before Elon took over and turned it into, you know, nothing but Nazis and porn.
Yeah. I mean, so. I always want to make sure people know that that Blue Sky was actually, started by Jack Dorsey, the former CEO of Twitter. So it does have some connective tissue to the old site. But I was on Twitter this weekend and I just realized I kind of had that, you know, that gif of John Travolta looking around. I'm like,
yes,
it just feels kind of emptier here right now. It just doesn't feel like even the complaining about Twitter has gone away just because I went to Blue Sky as well. I'm there. I am Greg Bach. If you want to follow me, that's thank you very much. But I was scrolling through Blue Sky this week. I'm like, this is nice.
It is. It is very nice. And so we'll talk more about the social media platforms versus email. There's a discussion to be had there. But the last thing I'll say about being online, I deleted, I kid you not, 50,000 emails during the week. A lot of press releases that don't have to be saved. It felt so good. We'll talk Packers and much more right after this. You're up north. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on Air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Rosalinda's Eyes, part of the 52nd Street album by Billy Joel. That album is part of today's history lesson and bumper music throughout the day here on Up North News Radio on this Monday morning, November 18th. Nice to have you back here. Hey, bus stop temperatures around Civic Media Land look like this. It's 28 degrees here in Chippewa Falls. Hayward's at 27. Wausau, 30 right now. La Crosse, 33 degrees. Amory, 35. Wisconsin Rapids, 28. Green Bay, 33. Madison, 32. It's 30 in Waukesha. 37 at Radio Park in Racine, where you find Mr. Bach holding down the fort. Again, your forecast throughout the day with temperatures approaching the 50s for many spots today, but a big cool down happens starting later tomorrow. Cold, rainy, windy today in parts as well as we make that transition into winter. It's going to be getting there before you know it. The Up North News Daily Newsletter, you can sign up for it by heading over to our website, upnorthnewswi.com. Click subscribe up in the banner on the top of our homepage. Christina Laurie puts that together. Has a story in there about business and politics, specifically Pennsy Spices, and how there are businesses more all the time that are not shying away from having a political point of view. We spoke before I left on vacation about Kirk Bangstad up at the Minocqua Brewing Company. And of course, they've been all about, you know, political communication for a long time and have been talking more about doing more of that communicating through their email list rather than social media, where you're kind of left to the whims of whatever the algorithms, you know, say. And so you can learn more about Penzies and politics in our newsletter, as well as a story about the Guinness Book of World Records holder for oldest groom during a wedding in the state of Wisconsin. That, again, at our newsletter. Sign up at upnorthnewswi.com. How do we best sum up the Packers-Bears game here, Mr. Bach? I think maybe Tony has it. Oh, field goal.
Yeah,
it wasn't a doink for the Bears, but still, how did Coach LaFleur put it? He said, "Never apologize for an ugly win." Coach, I disagree. I think an apology is in order. For I don't know that I'd even call it an ugly win so much as another crushing defeat for the Bears, as the Packers hold on to win 2019 in Chicago with a blocked field goal near the end of the game. I heard most of it, saw the very, you know, the last half of the fourth quarter on there. It just did not sound like a fun game. I'm glad I didn't watch a lot of it, put it that way.
I just, you know, a win is a win. I don't disagree with that. But I would caution Packer fans. I mean, we're not playing the Bears anymore this season, are we? Are we playing one more time towards the end? I don't know.
I don't know.
My point is, it's going on because the Bears aren't going anywhere and we're not going anywhere. Don't get cocky before the game because, yes, did they win yesterday? They did. But did they win handsomely? Absolutely not. So the Bears, I just don't. I want there to be a little more respect, people. I know.
Well, the Bears, we do play the Bears again. They're actually the final game of the season.
Yeah.
At a date, which would be the first weekend in January, and it'll be at Lambeau Field. So okay. it'll be a cold one, and who knows what the teams will look like. And maybe by then, somebody will have figured out Caleb Williams, the Bears quarterback, because, boy, he was just running roughshod over the Packers, it seemed, at times there.
Yeah.
And he was able to pick apart the secondary, too. So it was not pretty, but as Tony reminds us here, division wins don't need to be pretty. Division games are tough, even with the Bears.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's how this rolls. So we'll take the win. Let's just put it that way. Meanwhile, the Badger football team hosted number one ranked Oregon and nearly pulled off the upset, leading by 7 to start the fourth quarter. But the Ducks scored 10 in the final frame to beat the Badgers 16-13. Phil Longo was fired as offensive coordinator. Is that all that they need, Greg? Or is Luke Fickell not that far behind him heading out the door here?
Yeah, isn't that? Hey, big ups to the Badgers. From what everyone was talking about last week, no one was expecting anywhere near like any performance that they gave this weekend. They were expecting a brutal massacre against Oregon. So to come out the other end 3 points down, that's laudable.
Yeah, yep. It keeps people interested, especially as we continue to approach bowl season. The Badger football team next plays this coming Saturday at Nebraska. 2:30 is the kickoff on there. The Badger men's basketball team had a big upset win Friday night over ninth-ranked Arizona, 103-88, and the team improves to 4-0 to start the season. Wisconsin will host Texas Rio Grande Valley tonight.
Is that a real school?
That is, University of Texas, Rio Grande Valley. Right. Yes, I actually know where the campus is. I had a daughter that lived down there, not far South Padre Island, not long ago. The 7th-ranked Badger women's volleyball team had wins in L.A. Thursday against USC and Saturday at UCLA, and their next match will be Wednesday night when they host 16th-ranked Minnesota. The Badger women's hockey team is now 12-0. They were 12-0 heading into the weekend match at Ohio State, and they will host St. Thomas this coming Friday and Saturday. They were just a juggernaut heading into the weekend. They won on Friday, and then they lost on Saturday by a score of 3-2. So they're now, 13-1 on the season. I would not be surprised if they're still number one in the national rankings, which come out later today, but we'll see. The Badger men's hockey team not having nearly that kind of a stellar season. They played Penn State over the weekend, and they did win both games, and so they are now 4-8 on the season. And so now let's go over to the Milwaukee Bucks. They lost Saturday afternoon to the Charlotte Hornets on what was admittedly, even by the refs themselves, a bad call. But now they play home games throughout the course of the week. The Bucks are at home tonight against the Houston Rockets, Wednesday against the Chicago Bulls, Friday against the Indiana Pacers in one of the NBA Cup games, and then on Saturday against the Charlotte Hornets. So quite the home stand coming up here. And the Bucks, of course, won their first NBA Cup game. I'm still on the fence about this one.
You always say it, NBA Cup.
The NBA Cup, or maybe is it the Emirates NBA Cup now? I don't know. Whatever it is. It's the in-season tournament, which I poo-pooed last year.
Yeah.
But for a moment or two, it actually gave you something to pay attention to. So we'll see how the Bucks go with a nice long homestand this week. All right, we've got some news about the state Supreme Court talking about the future of the Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator. Coming up next, along with Dr. Kristen Lyerly, you're up north.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Well, with the way commodity prices are looking these days, you can't blame a farmer for looking at ways to cut costs. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. But a lot of advisors are cautioning farms against cutting back on their crop insurance next year. Putting a pen to paper is one of the plans that Doug Yoder, agency manager with Country Financial in Illinois, is advising his clients to think about. And he says resist temptation to cut back on crop insurance.
In this negative net farm income environment we're in, where inputs are still high, but the prices have plummeted quite a bit, there's no denying in my mind that farmers are going to have to push the pencil pretty hard this winter and cut costs any way they can. I always tell them this in this environment. I really hope they don't voluntarily reduce their main coverage. Crop insurance, bar none, is their main safety net. And I just hate to see them voluntarily reduce their coverage. And I think they're going to need all the coverage they can get in this sort of environment.
Doug Yoder, crop insurance provider with Country Financial. They're out of Illinois. If you're talking with your crop insurance provider today, factor in lower market prices to start your Monday. Numbers are next.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Corn is very quiet on a Monday morning. Right now, December is unchanged at 424. March is unchanged at 435. January beans are down 6, 992. November new crop next year down 8 at 1012. December wheat is up 2 at 539. July new crop up 3 at 572. Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained a penny and a quarter at 168.5. 40-pound block cheese gained 3.5 to 169 and a quarter, and AA butter finished the week up 3 cents at 263 a pound. The December Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 14 cents right now at 1890. The January contract is up 2 at 1898 a hundredweight. There's your quick market snapshot as we get started on a Monday morning. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon with rain developing later today, and there could be some heavy rain with a half inch to an inch of rain possible late today, tonight, into early tomorrow. Our high today, 53, will drop into the mid-40s tonight. Rain ending windy tomorrow with a high in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for University Housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll be joined by President of the Union, Reed Galen, also a founder of the Lincoln Project. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
title track from Billy Joel's 52nd Street that we'll talk more about in our history lesson in 15 minutes or so. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here. For folks who might be relatively new to the program, they're like, well, yeah, you talked to her on Monday mornings. You know, she was running for Congress. Election's over. She was talking to us on Monday mornings at 6:30, long before this. There was a lot of thinking out loud. We workshopped this whole congressional thing, you know, over here. And
we're basically your campaign manager. So, you know, fine. It's
yeah. And then yeah. You see what your mistake was there. But anyway, we'll, that's all the postmortem we're doing on that. You know, as Alicia puts it so well on YouTube, the doc is home. So
it feels so good. Oop. So yes. Good to be home.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Saw someone just walk in the background and go, whoop.
Oh, yeah. They're not usually awake at this time. He accidentally went to bed at a reasonable time and woke up at a reasonable time, and he doesn't know what to do with himself.
That's going to keep happening to the point where one day it's going to be like 8:30 and he's going to go, that's fine. Yeah, I can go to bed now. That's good.
Let me tell you something. After a week of travel, including a travel that began with an extra day in Denver because of a snowstorm that blocked our flights. But after all that travel, 7:15 last night, we're like, we can't stay awake. And we thought, well, this is going to be a mistake. We're going to be up at like 2 a.m. or something. No, slept straight through.
Yeah.
So plenty well rested to start the week. You went right from election into a work assignment. Now you're back home in the Green Bay area, so you kind of catching up on your rest now.
Election Tuesday, back at work on Thursday. Just got home yesterday at halftime, and I was a smart mom. I brought Culver's for the boys so we could just like get right into the living room and watch the second half of that very interesting game.
Nice.
Oh, interesting game. Very interesting.
It was interesting. God, you were such a good fan. You were such a good fan. It was an interesting game. No, it was terrible. It was awful until it wasn't.
It was a win.
Yes.
It was a win.
I would watch football if we had more commentary like that. This is interesting. The way they're passing the ball, I enjoy the flourish. Okay.
Yes,
all right.
The flourish. The flourish of another interception by Jordan Love. Yes. You know, more people do that all the time where they offer their own commentary. And it was one of my favorite things to look at on TikTok yesterday. And I'm showing Sherry some of the clips of Bears fans recording themselves reacting and then the blocked field goal. And they're all just going crazy. Like, oh, how could this happen? Oh, this is terrible. To those folks, I say, you keep going. You keep recording yourselves watching these games. Because I wish I'd have pulled out a camera. When we got to our local pub here, again, about halfway through the fourth quarter, we came right from the airport because we wanted to be around friends, even though the game sounded ugly. But we were in there, and the Bears are about to kick the field goal, and, of course, it gets blocked, and the place goes wild. It was wonderful. Everybody's so happy except me, wishing. I'm like, why didn't I pull my camera phone out? I could have gotten this great video. It was just this moment of electric. Of electricity as the crowd goes wild. And I'm busy thinking, oh, I should have got that on video. Hey, Pat, how about you enjoy the moment, okay?
And that's, always have to be a press guy.
No,
sometimes you can just be a guy.
Yeah, just be in the moment. And so that's what we're trying to do here. So that was all good. It was a nice day in the end. It was a nice trip. It was some nice time off. So now you're back home. I'm back home. We jump into things. And as we jump into things, look, we're not going to dwell on a lot of the, how did you put it? The interesting, picks made by Donald Trump last week. You know,
those were intriguing plays made.
Such intriguing plays that we'll talk about later on.
Terrible. I'm going terrible on this one. I'm not.
Oh, you're not sugarcoating this one. Okay.
No.
Well, that's good. Good.
Because you can't. I mean, these picks, these are people who are making decisions on all of our behalf, and they're not qualified.
No.
I mean,
the people who said DEI hires were not qualified? Oh, okay. But you know, if you're a white guy convicted or accused of sex trafficking, I guess that's okay, you know.
Jeez. I don't get it. I mean, Robert F. Kennedy in charge of our health care, the CDC and the NIH. This is a guy who
He's got abs.
He's got abs, and he was photographed over the weekend having McDonald's, you know, and drinking a Diet Coke. So
I heard someone put it best. Oh, Jane told me, I believe it was someone on Twitter said, this isn't a cabinet, this is a junk drawer.
Yes. Yes, that's perfect. And so one of the things that we're getting back to a little bit closer to home is that even though Republicans had their majority, brought way down thanks to fairer maps, they are still in control. And some of them might still want to get rid of Megan Wolf, the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Again, nationally recognized as a good leader of elections. But some people are still trying to continue, you know, the charade about 2020. And so today, the Wisconsin State Supreme Court is going to hear arguments that could determine whether Megan Wolf will get to remain in her post. The irony of this is the whole reason Megan Wolf is still serving as Wisconsin Elections Commission administrator, even though her term has expired, is because Republicans were the first ones to figure out a loophole in the rules that allowed Fred Prehn to stay on the Natural Resources Board for something like 2 years after his term expired, you know, blocking Tony Evers from putting one of his appointees on the Natural Resources Board. But now that Megan Wolf is doing the same thing, now suddenly they're running to the state Supreme Court saying, you got to fix this. You got to fix this. One of the things we have to readjust to being back from our breaks is that the election results might have changed the makeup of the legislature, but hypocrisy knows no bounds.
I'm so tired of shenanigans. And that was one of the things that
Kristen finally swore. God.
Watch your language. This is an FCC monitored show.
Well, that was one of the things that we heard over and over again when I was out campaigning, especially in rural areas. People are just tired. They're tired of people playing games with their lives. They're tired of these elected leaders not solving their problems. There are plenty of problems out there. People can't afford not just food and gas, healthcare, housing, you name it. People are struggling to get by, and our elected leaders are not making it happen because they're busy with shenanigans like this.
Yes. And look, I think that the state Supreme Court, which is now, of course, under progressive control, is going to say in so many words, get out of here. But they may also be the ones, because, again, there's this double standard. It's the progressives that always have to be the ones that actually do good and do right by the law. They're the ones that might actually say, you know, this holdover thing, you can't have this, you know. Mm-hmm. And so even though Fred Prehn and got away with it and other Scott Walker appointees got away with it, it's possible that it will be, you know, Megan Wolf will be the one that's told by the court, oh, no, you have to step down or something like that, which would make sense, not because it's right, but because it's so typical that, again, there's this double standard over who has to play by the rules and who gets to barrel right through them.
Could they get a makeup call, you know, like in football when the refs make a bad call? Maybe.
One of the things, you know, that's like that. Ever since last two weeks off, time's a construct. 2 weeks ago, the big thing has been what are the Democrats going to do to message better, to get, you know, and I think one of the big things that Democrats need to do is on this topic, which you're talking about right now, is the blatant hypocrisy, how the Republicans can pontificate and moralize all they want, but the moment that gets in the way of what they want to do, they don't have to do it. And then they jump on our cases for even daring to stray the line. They need to get better at just kind of clapping back at them. And honestly, I've been thinking about it, but Congressman Crockett would probably be the best example of how to speak with, I don't want to say, she does it well by speaking at them when she wants to. When they start running their mouths, she does not take their guff. And I think that's one thing Democrats are very bad at. They just allow Republicans to talk at them and talk them down. We need people who can be like, no, you're not. You never get to use child trafficking as a sticking point again. You never get to campaign on that. You have a guy who was investigated for trafficking, who is going to be our highest attorney.
Yeah.
That is insanity. You don't get to use that anymore.
And by the way, the big test here, this is such a big test for Republicans in Congress of, are you just going to lay down and let Trump do anything? Or are you going to show a backbone in what is admittedly, this is the easiest decision possible, humanly possible, is to stand up against Matt Gaetz being Attorney General. And yet there's all kinds of folks saying, you know what, they're going to huff and puff. But in the end, they're going to say, well, it's Donald Trump's appointee. So, you know, he gets to have what he wants. And that would set the tone for everything that is to follow. And I really hope it doesn't end up doing it. Here's the other thing that I hope doesn't end up happening is taking this economy, which, again, is not perfect, but still better than any place else on planet Earth. And suddenly it's going to be, come January 20th, it's going to be, oh, this great economy, this great Trump economy. Don't let that happen. And that's the reason that I'm shoehorning this news story in from Friday. On Friday, Wisconsin recorded the sixth straight month of record employment with an October rate of 2.9%. And that compares favorably to the national rate of 4.1%. And a record high 3,068,000 people are employed in this state at 3,043,000 jobs. Again, 6 months in a row of record employment. Donald Trump has not been the president of the United States these past 6 months. It's been Joe Biden and it's been Tony Evers. And folks would do well not to forget that if these numbers start to change, you know, in the not too distant future.
Yeah. I mean, that's the problem, is that there's so much time delay between the policies that are enacted and the results of those policies.
Right.
That when you're flipping, flopping back and forth between these administrations, the economy that you end up with is all of the policies that were put into place by the previous administration.
Right. When people are like, oh, Trump's economy, blah, blah, blah. No, that was what Barack Obama handed him.
Yeah.
And then he managed to screw that up as well. I would like to take personal credit right here for something because it was, I've said in the past that I feel like I am the bed of fertilizer from which others have sprung. We're talking about like your Kristen Bry, who started working with me and Kirk Bangstad on a podcast. Now she's got her own wonderful radio show. You got Kristen Lyerly, who was, you know, a very happy, simple, humble country doctor. And then she started showing up on these things and ended up running for Congress and is, you know, just nationally, actually globally recognized now. I want to just point out that over the weekend, I noticed that our friends at Motherhood for Good started their own podcast.
Nice.
They're amazing.
Yes. I mean, I'm like, so again, we have a little bit of fun on this here radio show, and then people go, oh, if Pat can do it, he makes it look easy enough. Pat ran for Congress. I can do that. Jeez, if he can do it.
Moms are taking over the world.
Mm-hmm. And rightly so. I say that with every bit of respect meant that you should go look at Motherhood for Good, either on their website or on their YouTube page. And give a listen. I just loved how when they started, you had Kate and Nicole going, well, I don't know where this is going to go, but let's see. And I just thought that was the perfect attitude that you want to bring into something is, I don't know, let's see where this goes.
It's like that feeling like, you know, you guys have been messing around long enough, so we're finally going to have to put our foot down. You know, these are the boundaries.
Yes. The main thing is they are staying involved, which is, I know what your message has been as well since the campaign, is stay involved in some form or another, and you're still talking to your supporters about ways to do that.
Always. Yeah, we actually put out a call to folks just a week ago saying, if you have all this energy and you need to direct it somewhere, reach out to me, message me on social media. I will help you find that place. And there are people from Hudson and Illinois and Maine who are like, I just want to find it. I need to do something to make it better. We can do it. We are going to do it. And we have to do it. But we do it together.
That's the whole point, is to get involved. And as others have said, do not just be a keyboard warrior. You know, this is not about just talking back to people on Blue Sky and Twitter and Facebook, but to join some kind of a local group or to be part of some other kind of community that can help you stay involved. And don't just show up at election time. This is year-round citizenship that we're talking about here. When we come back, Up North News reporter Selena Heller will join the conversation as well, and we will have today's history lesson for this Monday morning next, live from Lake Wissota on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay
me. Let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already has.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habesh-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think, it is to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Well, this is a unique circumstance, starting off today's history lesson. Kim Wilde is 64 years old today, and she, of course, is best known for a remake of this particular song, which, by the way, in 1966, was the number one song for the Supremes. Column A or column B, kids?
Both.
Yes. I prefer the vanilla fudge version the best.
Oh, I forgot entirely. I forgot entirely that we could have gone back to back to back on that. But I don't think vanilla fudge was on the calendar today, whereas today actually is Kim Wilde's 64th birthday. And today actually is the anniversary of the Supremes hitting number one this day in 1966, which would have been Kim Wilde's sixth birthday. Let's see. Also on the I should say good morning first to Selena Heller from Up North News, who's here as well. How are you?
Pretty good. I mean, how's everybody?
I got back, and I mean, Up North News is still standing.
We're still here.
So, thank you for doing all the filling in. On this day in 1952, the birth of singer John Parr. That makes him 72 years old today.
Great 80s right now.
I am so back in college right now between the Kim Wilde song and St. Elmo's Fire, and I'm waiting for the rest of the Brat Pack to show up.
I just want to play music, man. That's why I carry my saxophone everywhere I go.
Well, let's see. At that point, we may as well invite Metallica into the mix as well, because Kirk Hammett is 62 years old today.
Oh, my God.
Yes, 62 today for Metallica.
Enter Sandman.
Yep. Which, they have a double entry on the calendar, because it was on this day in 1997, back when he was 35 years old, that Metallica released Reload, their seventh studio album. Yep. Is that one that is that you know well?
I know every stitch of Metallica's music very, very well. I am a true Metallica fan from start to finish.
All right. Let's see. So what else do we have on for music? Let's get out of the 80s for a second here. Let's go to the 60s. On this day in 1968, a group called The Spiral Staircase recorded this hit.
Also, it's spelled S-T-A-R-E.
Staircase, like they're staring at you.
Staring at you.
That's creepy.
Yes, but they love you more today than yesterday. So just keep that in mind.
And they're going to tell you while maintaining complete eye contact.
Back to the 80s, the first Calvin and Hobbes comic strip was published on this day in 1985 in just 10 newspapers. They grew pretty nicely after that. I suppose everybody here is a fan.
There's a delightful documentary about Calvin and Hobbes that was done by a man from Appleton.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Well worth watching.
I will go looking for that. Yes, exactly. Let's head to the 70s now. It was 1972 when Steely Dan showed up on the charts for the first time when their debut single entered the charts at number 98. But the hangman is hanging, and they put you on the screen. Go back, Jack. Now, it would take a little while. It would take until the next February of 1973 that Do It Again would peak at number 6. But it all started this day in 1972. On this day in 2005, the movie Walk the Line, based on the life of Johnny Cash and starring Joaquin Phoenix, opened in U.S. theaters. I have not seen this. I don't know if anybody else has seen Walk the Line.
It's decent.
Reese Witherspoon?
Yes, Reese Witherspoon.
There is a fantastic documentary about June Carter Cash on Paramount Plus right now. That's
really?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. She is phenomenal, and outside of Johnny Cash is amazing.
Do you know what documentary we watched at my daughter's over the weekend? Because she loves to decorate and everything. We watched the Martha Stewart documentary. How do we put this? I mean, look, it was her documentary. She cooperated with it and everything else. But, you know, she does not come off as warm and fuzzy, shall we say.
No, you don't get to that. Don't get to those heights by being nice. She's like any other billionaire. She's a psychopath.
Yes, yes. That's kind of what I'm saying here. And she owns it.
Yeah.
She owns it, you know? We mentioned Billy Joel's 52nd Street album. It was the number one album this day in 1978.
I gotta download this record. Good Lord, this is good.
Oh, yeah. 52nd Street would also win the Grammy for Album of the Year. There are very few songs where, how do I put this, a man can yell at a woman, and rather than it being like, you know, misogynistic or inappropriate, where it's like actually appropriate to the occasion, where she was like way out of line the night before, and he's just like letting her have it. I don't know. I don't know if there's a lot of other songs like that, but you hear that and you go, wow, he clearly is writing from experience. He had a night that he had to write about at some point.
I feel like there's something in the Kreitlow family history here that we are starting to dig into.
Oh, no, this is just all Billy Joel. I love Billy Joel's writing. It just seems to always point to some kind of experience.
There's a snarky, too, that like Don Henley and Steely Dan has as well. When you listen, you're like, oh, that's clever.
Yes. Yeah. Without being mean. Yeah. Right. The Massachusetts Supreme Court on this day in 2003 ruled that the state's ban on same-sex marriage was unconstitutional, clearing a path for that state to become first in the nation to grant marriage rights to same-sex couples.
Nice.
On the national calendar today, it's Mickey Mouse's birthday. It is... I don't know. I like how Emery must have heard that. I see her running downstairs right now to that news.
We have Mickey Mouse Clubhouse on in the mornings.
Well, okay.
I'll go in and she's like, it's Mickey Mouse's birthday today. Like, what? So it must be a lot.
It's National Apple Cider Week or National Apple Cider Day. It's American Education Week and it's World Antibiotic Awareness Week. So before Robert Kennedy Jr. gets rid of it all, be aware of antibiotics. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, John Nichols from The Nation and The Cap Times. We'll talk about John Thune, the Senate Majority Leader, and his relationship to Trump. Plus, Jesse Waters says RFK Jr. is going to make it sexy like the 90s. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.